This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. As automobiles roll off the assembly line in Detroit, inspectors go through checklists to make sure that everything is assembled and designed correctly. Mistakes are repaired, but there is also feedback provided to the assembly line to prevent the same mistakes from occurring in the future. In the past, medicine had similar quality control checks, but for a couple of decades, there has been a serious decline. It is the autopsy that's the main way we check on the quality of care. Prior to 1971, hospitals had to perform autopsies on a certain percentage of deaths to check on quality, missed diagnoses, and performance of technologies such as scanners and valves and pacemakers at transplants and the like. From an economic perspective, the decline in the autopsy was inevitable. Each autopsy costs about $1,800, and there is nobody motivated to pay for it. Patients' families don't want to pay. Insurance companies say they pay for health care for the living, not the dead. And hospitals don't want to invest in the quality control, perhaps because they're afraid of what may be discovered that could lead to a lawsuit. And when a person dies in a nursing home, there is even less interest in performing an autopsy. No matter how you cut it, the autopsy is a money loser, unless, of course, it can be justified on quality control. This means that the autopsy is now on the verge of extinction. Most hospitals perform no routine autopsies. It is attractive to think that imaging techniques like CAT scans and PET scans and MRI scans can pick up problems and eliminate the need for the autopsy. However, each of these pieces of equipment has its own limitations. The only way to make sure that they're not missing problems or labeling things as problems that don't really exist is to look with our eyes at what really exists. This is, after all, what autopsy means, seeing for yourself. There are other problems that have led to the decline of the autopsy, including that families are never asked, or are never asked properly, for permission to perform an autopsy on their loved ones. Many families cringe at the thought of an autopsy being performed. They're concerned about disfigurement, delays in funeral arrangements, feeling of not wanting to increase suffering, and religious objections. Yes, families need to be comfortable with the autopsy, but so too do doctors. They need to be comfortable explaining why the procedure is important to the family and to society. Many doctors feel that they already know what caused the person's death. Well, this is simply not true. 1/3 of the time, the autopsy reveals significant diseases, sometimes conditions that might affect other family members. For example, genetic conditions or hidden infections. And without an autopsy, many of these will never be discovered. Until such time as the major players of healthcare, Medicare, Medicaid, and private insurance mandate that a fixed percentage of deaths receive an autopsy, we are all at risk for missed and uncertain diagnoses. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.